Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A long-running environmental debate is heating up at one of New Hampshire's most popular natural attractions. As Mount Washington draws more and more visitors, there's growing concern they could throw the mountain's delicate ecosystem out of balance. Reporter Annie Ropeek has our story.
As you near the top of Mount Washington, the trees get shorter and shorter and finally disappear. This is the highest mountain in the northeastern U.S., crowned with an alpine zone, a bare windswept slope of yellow-green grass, endangered flowers, and fragile lichens.
I can see some deer's hair sedge, Bigelow sedge. There's some Lapland rose bay.
Naturalist David Govatsky first climbed this mountain when he was 14. Since then, he's hiked every foot of the White Mountain National Forest's 1,400 miles of trails. He leads me down one of them, an ankle-bending rocky path that's part of the Appalachian Trail, and he points down the mountainside.
That's actually the area where the hotel would be, and you can see how close it would be.
The hotel is a plan from the Mount Washington Cog Railway, which runs tourist trains up the mountain and owns a narrow strip of land for its tracks. The potential hotel would straddle those tracks in the alpine zone. The idea has drawn major opposition since it was first made public. That reignited recently after the Cog cleared a maintenance trail along its tracks. People like David Govatsky worried that would be used in hotel construction. To build in the Alpine, the Cog would need a special county permit, but Govatsky worries if it got one, the hotel would attract more people than the mountain could handle.
I mean, this is exemplary habitat that you see here, some of the best of its kind in the world for these natural communities, and to have trails running here, there, and everywhere is going to be a real problem.
As we talk, perched on rocks to protect the grass, Molly Carmody from Massachusetts hikes by on her way to the summit. She thinks this place should remain an escape from society.
To get to some place where you can only get by the power of your body is pretty cool.
But right above us, there are hundreds of people in the State Park Visitor Center at the summit who did not use their bodies to get here. Hiking hasn't been the only way to scale Mount Washington since the 1800s. You can pay to take the train or drive the hairpin turns of the Mount Washington Auto Road. They move thousands of people a day, and they're getting more popular every year.
You want to go ride our postcards?
In the gift shop, with windows looking out over wide green valleys and high blue sky, Jody Heal and her 5-year-old son Austin are buying postcards to send home to family in Maine. They drove the mountain last time they visited and took the train this year. Heal says she's not sure they'd have come if the summit had no facilities.
Especially traveling with children, they don't always hike very well, so it's nice when we get up here that if they're hungry, we can get food, and if they want to get a souvenir, they can. So.
Outside, crowds of people take panoramic videos of the view and stand in line for a selfie with the pile of rocks that marks the summit. Cars and motorcycles pull in and out of packed parking lots, and Cog railway trains chug away off the mountaintop. Down at the Cog's base station, I meet the railway's owner, Wayne Presby. He says his proposed hotel would serve all these visitors, that it could boost this rural economy and ease the strain on other overcrowded mountain facilities.
Well, I think we're one of the key pieces of the economy for Mount Washington, for tourism in general in the state of New Hampshire.
That's been more true than ever for the past 15 years, since the fall of the Old Man of the Mountain. Without the iconic rock face to attract huge numbers of visitors, Presby says, the state has worked to spotlight Mount Washington instead. He says he's just trying to meet that demand, to provide an alpine experience for everyone, hiker or not.
People like to visit mountaintops, and not all of them are capable of hiking. People need refuge when the weather gets bad. So I think there's any number of reasons why there's a need for additional facilities up there.
This year, New Hampshire plans to find out exactly how much need there is with a study of Mount Washington's summit capacity. It could help settle some debate over how the state's signature tourist attraction can be accessible to everyone and still remain wild. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek.